Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is so excited about you, already in progress.
Now then, I'm gonna start out with something. I want to see if, since we talk about this sin-sickness relationship, and of course I teach another thing too, that sickness comes from God. And most people don't believe that. I have very few pastors that agree with me on this, but I'm gonna show you some of the scriptures I use. I want you to tell me what you think about these scriptures. Because I believe that from what I'm gonna show you in the scripture, I believe that God doesn't want to have to heal us. He wants us to be well all the time. He don't want to have to heal us. He wants us to be well. So to do that, I have found in the Word, and I'm going to take Exodus 15:26. That's the first one, Exodus 15:26. And I want you to look at the King James Bible, Exodus 15:26. And look what this says. And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and to do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now then, from that scripture right there, if you do what he says in the first half of that verse, and what does he say you have to do? You got to spend time with him, right? If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, now then, that's really something. Now this is under the law. This is under the law. But if you, according to what was spoken under the law, and you read these scriptures, if you obey him and diligently study his word and do what he says, George, how much sickness did he say he would take away from you?
All.
So the way I read that, if you're in agreement with me, if you and me are in agreement, then if we obey him and do what he says, we're not even going to have to pray for this or nothing. It's just a promise from God that he will take all sickness away from you and me. Is that right?
That's right.
So now then you see why whenever somebody comes to me and they got a problem, regardless of what that problem is, the first thing I'm looking for is your sin. Because if you're doing everything God said, how much sickness should you have?
None.
Is that right? And does anybody else see this in this scripture like I see this? Do you see this the same way?
Yes.
And who does it say is putting this sickness on you? And in that scripture, who's putting that on you? That's absolutely right. And who takes it away? The Lord, God. So, I mean, when you look at that, I read this a lot of times, and he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Do you see in that if you obey God and do what he says under the law, if you did do that, you would never be sick? Do you see that?
Agree.
Okay, you agree, I agree, I hope everybody agrees. If you don't agree, you need to just keep reading that, because eventually it'll come through to you that if you obey God and do what he says, he will take all sickness away from you. Now then, if you and me today, we have even a better covenant. This is only one of the places. But under the new covenant, we have a better covenant that if we speak with our mouth, what we want to happen, it will happen. So if we have repented of our sin and hold no unforgiveness or no bitterness against no one, and we walk in holiness, walk in obedience to His Word, and know that we're a son of God, know we're joint heirs with Christ, know we're already seated in the third heaven, there's no problem for us walking in divine health. There's no problem. We should be able to walk in divine health. Now then, are you going to still die? Yes. The Scripture says it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. Every one of us is going to die. And of course, the Scripture teaches that somewhere around 70 or 80 years is where we're going to, that's where we're going to live. Dave and I have talked about the Scripture in John 8 and John 11 under the New Covenant. And of course, it's so far out that nobody can even think about walking there. I have all kinds of problems building your faith to the point where you can get, where you can walk in obedience to His Word, where you don't have to be sick. But John 8 and John 11, let's go to John 8, I think it's verse 25. You know where that's at, Dave? Or whoever's got the, John 8. John 8, something about we shall never die. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man will keep my sayings, he shall never see death. What do you think about that? Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my sayings, he shall never see death. Do you really believe that? Yes. No, you don't. Guarantee you don't. I don't even believe it. I try, but I, you know, just like I tell people, I said, you know, I'm trying to believe that, and people tell me that's heard me teach before. Well, quit trying and do it. I'm not able to do that at this point. Now, I can still go on that 70 to 80 years. I've seen people all the time live to be 70 or 80 years old. Is that right? Amen. You don't see many people live past that. Some people find it over in Genesis 6 where they says, here we're going to, man shall live to be 120, but that's not what that says. Do you know anybody in your lifetime, I don't care how young or how old you are, do you know anybody that's ever lived to be 120 years old? No, I don't know anybody that's lived to be 120. So that's not what that says. That's talking about jubilees over there and not talking about a lifespan. But verily, verily, and now then let's go to John 8, 51 or 52?
John 11, 25,
26. Okay.
John
11, 25 and 26?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was 8:51 you were just
there. Okay. But anyway, there's two places in John. John, okay, 26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, he shall never die. Believe thou this? Now there is two great and awesome, precious promises that is just kind of, if you want to do some homework, take those two sets of verses in John 8 and John 11 and read those two chapters over and over and over and over and over and over until they become revelation to you. If you do, and who knows how it's going to be, because the Scripture also says it is appointed unto man once to die. So you might be able to live in divine health until you're, who knows? There's no telling. But this is very difficult to grasp. These promises in the New Covenant are so powerful that you can't even go there, because they say a man's not going to die. If you obey Jesus and do everything He says, you will not die. So it's quite a mouthful, isn't it? So anyway, I don't teach this very. I don't try to teach people this. I have enough trouble trying to teach you how to get healed, much less trying to live forever. But anyway, as we read these promises, our faith will increase and our faith will change. Let's go back to the Old Covenant, to Exodus 23. Yeah, 23:25, yeah. And you shall serve the Lord your God. Serve Him. Do you ever stop to think what it really means to serve God? You notice when all these different people came up a while ago and give their testimony, especially the little high school girl. I want her to know that to stay in divine health, you have got to praise God. Do y'all know that? He loves to be praised. Y'all know that? And not just once a week. You know, it's just like some guy the other day, I was in my office and some guy walked in and his wife was with him and he said something. And I said, well, when's the last time you told that girl she's the most beautiful thing in your life? And she immediately said, not often enough. When you don't have to hold up your hand, but how many of you guys have told your wife she how beautiful she is as you love her? Have you done that lately? You don't have to hold up your hand. Praise God. I try to tell mine that every day. I know she loves it. She loves to be told she's beautiful and you know, that she's a great girl. If she likes that every day, what do you think Jesus wants you to do for him? He wants you to tell him too. But look what he says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. Now, he's going to do this, you notice? You don't, in fact, just to make sure it's covered, when Cheryl and I go out to eat, if you've ever sat down with me and her at a table, when we bring the water up at a restaurant or anywhere, before we drink water, we bless it. Then when we get a refill or a glass of tea or a glass of juice or whatever, we bless it. Then when they bring the main course, we bless it. And I mean, we bless it out loud where everybody can hear. Some of these people think, wow, do you bless everything? Oh, yes. Why? The Lord told me to do this. But anyway, he said, if I'll serve him, he shall bless your bread and your water. And look what the benefit is here. And I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. What'd that say? What did God say there? Did he say that if you serve me, I'll bless your food and your water, and I will take sickness away from you?
Yes.
Do you like that?
Yes.
So don't you think we ought to bless him?
Yes.
It pays good dividends to bless him, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we'll return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is So Excited About You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.